We are back live at the Channel 9 stage at Microsoft Ignite. Ladies and gentlemen, you have reached the end of the conference, which means pure chaos. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And shenanigans.
It's silliness.
It is time for battle decks. There can be only one. Or is it six?
Maybe.
I'm joined with my not-so-esteemed panel. We'll start with my left. Hi, Christina Warren.
Hello, Joey.
Good to see you.
Good to be here. I'm ready to play.
Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
We'll give the rules to the game shortly. Let's finish introducing people.
Yes.
You.
Me.
I'm surrounded by Canadians.
Yeah, you got a lot of Canadian on you right there.
Mr. Sort
of
Richard Campbell.
Hello. Hello.
Hey. And then I'm
You're going to call her Sophia again.
Nope, it's Sonia. Sonia's been nice enough to actually forgive me for my flub earlier this morning.
Look, it's Friday. We're all tired. I get it. And I've never done this before, so I'm going to blame everything on my accent.
Okay.
Perfect. I like it.
Perfect.
And has she forgiven you for the travel advice?
No.
She has
not.
No.
Okay, that one might take a little longer.
One of my favorite people on my team is Colleen Williams joining us as well.
I call a foul on personal knowledge.
I have no
favoritism
idea.
To no. Azure Active Directory.
I'm taking your sticker off my laptop.
I have no idea what I'm doing. It's awesome. Let's do this. Let's do it.
And at the very end of the table, you might know him as Patch, you might know him as Switch, but we all know him as Rickster CDN.
I have no idea which camera's live, so hi. Rick Claus.
We are playing Battle Decks. Battle Decks is basically, we have randomly selected various sessions from across Microsoft Ignite. I have the slides. I've randomly picked slides. I have no idea what they are. Neither does my not-so-esteemed panel. They will then have 20 seconds prior to the slide advancing to convince me that I should give them points or deduct from them. Any other rules are entirely up to me.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I like those rules. Those are good rules.
When we came up with this idea, this was not part of the plan, but
the issue is you put me in the host chair.
I was going to say, but because you are the esteemed judge and because I want points, I will allow it.
Plus 5 points to Christina.
Going on? Does
that work?
It's called sucking up, man. Come on.
Let's play Battle Decks. We will start. I have randomly drawn a name of the person that will start, and that person is Rick Claus. Are you ready?
Okay. So 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Off we go.
Your time begins now.
Nice. Well, I wanted to introduce a brand new cloud-based service known as Poochie as a Service, or PaaS. It's not to be confused with platform as a service.
No.
When you are using this particular service in subscription, after a period of time, dogs will magic.
And no points. Next, Colleen.
Shall we play a game? Yes. Go.
5 points. Christina Warren.
False. The card is a lie. And there you have it.
Stretch.
The longest 20 seconds ever.
All right, minus 5 points. Mr. Campbell.
It looks like Azure services collected together, except for the one for Joey, which is the intelligence one.
Oh, sucking up to the host.
Minus points.
Minus 100.
Minus 100.
Sonia.
Ah, well, look, the new platform as a service, you know, is based on these four pillars of success, right?
Wow.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have to be disciplined like airline pilots and technical powerhouses like those who have paved the way before us with great communication skills on a global scale.
200 points, Colleen.
Wow, on a global scale. That is, globally, there it is. The cloud seems to go everywhere in the sky. And so are we.
Minus 5 points. What am I doing? Greg.
Huh?
Like, really, I'll take questions now from the audience. If you have any questions about the rules, I will be glad and happy to be able to answer any questions you might happen to have.
You have been disqualified from the game. We'll now move to you, Mr. Campbell.
Ah, I see we're still trying to sell something that isn't Skype.
That's 300 points. 300 points. Wow. Do we have a lower third running that says that none of this is real and you should not accept this? Go, Christina.
I mean, and speaking of things that are not Skype, too mediocre taste. No. This is far better than Slack, everyone. This is Yammer and Teams, and you could get all of your integration together, including Skype. And just trust me, you're gonna love it.
You would have gotten 200 points had you used the words better together. Next, Colleen.
Microsoft Cloud App Security. Look at that. All integrated M365. You get it all. You get Windows. You get Office. You get Intune. You get Azure Active Directory. You get... Come on. You get two
minus 200 for not being
you
funny.
You get that on M365. Look at all that. See, there's a ballerina in there.
It's all you, Sonia.
Right. Thanks. Well, look, it's really great to see developers and operations together on the same slide because
she's
we all work together with the
everyone.
Application service catalog, and we're feeding in all of these auditing and our policies, our resource-based access control, and our cost management, which all helps us make a better experience for us operating the cloud.
300 points, Richard Campbell.
You've been eliminated, didn't you know?
You've been eliminated from the game. Here, we'll go back so you get your 20 seconds.
Sorry, I didn't get my 20 seconds. I wanted to show you a precursor. This is ICQ. This is how we used to message once upon a time.
I still remember my ICQ number.
Okay. All right. That works. I think this is Rick Claus. Moving on, Christina Warren.
I mean, look, there's a lot of things that go into incident reports. Obviously, we know about this because we are usually responsible for said incidents. So you want to disrupt data. I don't know. Like, look at the spies.
You would have gotten 400 points had you just said Rick Claus. Rick Claus.
Reporting...
Colleen Williams.
Just that slide, the world is ever changing. And somebody figured out in PowerPoint how to put something in the background and something in the foreground. So good stuff there.
It took them 2 hours to do that effect in PowerPoint, yeah.
They had to call somebody too.
They did.
To phone a friend.
No points. Sonia, go ahead.
Oh, we're back on Teams. Fantastic. So it really is the platform for everybody, whether or not you're an IT admin and you want to control what your people are doing in the organization. We've got our product champions that can teach people how to use it in context with their business processes. And just people getting there and generally using it.
38,000 points. Christina Warren.
I mean, I right now, prepare and execute, I just really want to just give the trophy of this Tour de France to Sonia, because clearly the rest of us are running ragged, and Sonia's just kicking our asses.
I'm in the zone.
I'm asking if she's like Lance Armstrong, basically. Are you doping?
I'm not on.
Are you doping? Oh, we have a doping allocation already.
The accusations have started.
They were chocolate-covered coffee beans, okay?
I want to review the rules. Why am I not allowed to participate?
Rick Claus.
Let's do this right. When you are preparing a sous vide structure of using steaks and pork chops together with a little bit of fresh spices, marinade, and then vacuum seal inside a hot water 125, then bring it onto a grill. It's all set to go. And you can even use the special meat thermometer that Richard Campbell has and talked about on the Patch and Switch
show. Meter.
Minus 3,000 points for using the word sous vide. Colleen. Sonia?
It's the worst.
So, Sonia, explain this.
In our complex technology world, it's time to have a look at our use of acronyms. And here is a great example of how many three-letter acronyms can we fit into the one slide.
Christina Warren.
Well, as you can tell, we care about three things here at Microsoft. We care about Twitter, GitHub, and Stack Overflow. And that's about it. The other social networks
graph.
Don't matter. The graph? Well, no, but I'm talking about Stack Overflow, GitHub, and Twitter. That's really all I care about, what these tools are.
Richard irrelevant. Campbell.
Imagine I had a whole bunch of little boxes and I put them all on the slide at once. Could anybody understand them? I'm betting no. So let's look at the right side of this slide. We'll be better off.
I'm trying to understand your IP addressing schema in there, seriously.
That's the important part, really.
That you don't know how to do an IP addressing scheme?
Is that IP addresses? How about that? It looked like a lot of boxes to me.
Rick Claus.
This is the heart and soul of what is Microsoft Ignite in the Central Expo Hall. It is a randomly rotating storytelling machine that will consume your individual thoughts and beam it into Azure.
Read disqualified from the game for using your own slide. Colleen.
Oh. Here we have a shot of every office in every building known to man where we've all worked in that secretly thinks it's organized because there are boxes of things piled high in a corner.
3,000 points.
Mm. Nice. Accurate.
Christina.
I have to say, it's two of my favorite things together. This is how we do things. There are advocates and Octocats. And look at Bit. Who doesn't love Bit?
She's tagging in. Sonia, go. Wrap it up.
It's not very good to say leveraging GitHub, but that's a foreign language to me because I'm in IT ops. But I'm learning. I'm learning about pull requests and forks.
Richard Campbell.
I take back everything I said about Skype.
5,000 points, sir. Rick Claus.
Azure File Sync will give you all the space back you need, even with the new release announced today at Microsoft Ignite, which includes the ability to work with floppy disks.
Nice.
Yes, you can still get those floppy disks in use in your systems at all times.
I am pulling back one of the disqualifications. You only now have one against you.
Oh. This should have been my slide, actually.
Colleen Williams.
I'll say it.
Colleen Williams.
Yes, we all love this air, and we've all banged our head on the desk when we have this air, But, you know, a simplification. Everything that makes the system unresponsive or not acting like accepted error. Is that a disaster? I'm not certain what the slide is telling me.
Minus 5,000 points for not saying Rick Claus. Christina.
Rick Claus.
That's it for another exciting round of Battle Decks. I want to thank our not-so-esteemed panel, Christina Warren. You're disqualified. Colleen Williams, Sonia Cuff, my good friend Richard. Thank you for joining us. The winner, Sonia.
Sonia.
Clearly the winner.
She kept saying, I'm going to play my accent, and then she
cleaned up with the accent.
I want to lodge an official protest. You should be using translation services so no accents come into play because they get absolute benefits and extra points.
Your protest request is denied.
Okay. Thank you.
Folks, we have come to the end of our live broadcast from the stage here at Microsoft Ignite. I have to thank the amazing crew of people that we have behind the desks over here. They're amazing. They're awesome. Gold Nas on the buttons. Dre telling me to get off the stage.
Joseph making us look beautiful and managing
and
everything.
And that's really hard with me. We're going to be back live soon with additional conferences. For all of your content, you can go to techcommunity.microsoft.com, get yourself registered, go watch every single session from Microsoft Ignite. Until next time, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks to Rick. Yay. Thanks to Christina. Goodbye, everyone.
Wow, it's a bad throwing going on
really
today.
One Channel 9 guy made it to the stage. Only one.
Let's get all the monitors.
I was trying to get the gym, and I'm not stretching.